Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Everyone, this is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You could do so by calling in at 855-453. That's free as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent, and in studio we have...
me, King Mark.
King Mark. And so, actually, you know, I descend from, the equivalent of royalty. It was a Scottish warlord named Robert Roy MacGregor. So I guess I'm,
Robert Roy?
Yeah, Rob Roy. I don't know if you ever saw the Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah, it's actually quite a good movie, but Rob Roy's, Rob Roy's certainly as big of, as William Wallace.
Yeah, oh yeah, particularly in Scotland, he just didn't have as, the movie wasn't as successful as Braveheart, but, a little bit of trivia there. So I'm gonna finish up here talking about the Operation Gridlock and a little bit more about the other protests going on throughout the country. And, plus your calls at 855-453 as I find my place here. So the organizers of Operation Gridlock, which took place in Michigan to protest the governor's excessive quarantine and social distancing decrees, demands. And now I've heard a theory that this governor here, what's her name? Governor Gretchen Whitmer because no one outside of Michigan has heard of this person, at least in regards to the national news scene until this happened.
I long for the day when I can't name a single governor. Obviously Cuomo's getting a lot of coverage right now. New York was hit hard, but I don't know how many people can name the governors of, say, the four largest states, California, Florida, New York, and there's one other, Texas.
I can. So for Texas, Greg Abbott, Florida, Ron DeSantis, California, Gavin Newsom, and New York, Cuomo.
Really good. I could not have done it. And, I mean, you know, these people are the chief executive for a good percentage of the U.S. population. I don't know if it's a majority that live in those four states, but it's darn close to it.
Like, if we didn't have an electoral college, those states will control the elections.
And, right. And that's another reason why most people don't want some kind of one-world democratic government, because at that point, the Chinese and the Indians are going to decide who's in charge.
It's not the Chinese. It's going to be, you know, the people at the top and, you know, like the people who have all the money. It's just, I don't think it'll work.
We're going to export our system.
It's not our system. It's, you know, it's the devil's or the reptilian system or whatever you want to call it, this evil thing of statism.
I, for one, want to thank our reptilian overlords.
The Anunnaki. Great. Yeah, I've been trying to get David Icke to guest star, and now you scared him away. Gretchen Whitmer, speaking of reptilians, she's, the theory is that she's trying to become Joe Biden's running mate, because Joe Biden, he probably doesn't remember doing it, but he promised he would choose a...
somebody will remind him at the right time.
Absolutely. He said he would choose a female running mate because he's that shallow.
I'm really hoping it's going to be Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I don't believe it will be, but I think that is his best choice, because she could bring in the Bernie bros, because Tulsi basically... The reason that she's on the outs with the Democratic Party is in large part because she quit the DNC over Bernie being essentially, in her mind, I guess it's better to say Hillary Clinton dealing from the bottom of the deck, stacking the deck.
Well, I don't know, because I at least from the Clinton camp, they say the Bernie bros are a bunch of racists and sexists, so I don't know if they could bring themselves to vote for a woman.
That's the thing they have to say in order to expect a liberal to toss that out so they don't have to have a conversation about policy.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Them using identity politics to tear each other apart.
Yeah.
I do think more likely it's probably going to be someone like Stacey Abrams or Elizabeth Warren with Biden, because he needs the woke vote. So upper, okay, here we go. So now this is from the organizer of Operation Gridlock, Michon Maddock. He says, and I really like this quote, quarantine is when you restrict movement of sick people. Tyranny is when you restrict the movement of healthy people.
I like it.
Every person has learned a harsh lesson about social distancing. We don't need a nanny state to tell people how to be careful. And that's, I mean, I'd say that's a great message. You know, we don't need to have, like, the bombast of people, you know, out there with, like, you know, the wife beater shirt and a gun, saying, oh, you know, 1776, and waving the flag. Just got to be, you know, we have to appeal to the American people's common sense. Say, look, you're letting fear not only control your life. If you want to let fear control your life, you know, fine, go ahead. But we're letting fear control everyone else's life. And that's the number one problem.
And that's the thing that we've got to figure out here is that what's more important, a free country? Or controlling this virus that at this point we still don't know what it would do in the absence of whatever steps we've taken. We don't know. There's no one who can give us that reasonable answer. And if you're just willing to sacrifice freedom, by all means, your freedom is yours to sacrifice. However, the problem with freedom is that mine is not yours to sacrifice. And there are people literally in the United States using physical violence against other people. They have no, they don't have the veil of legitimacy that the state gives, but the state doesn't really have any legitimacy either in this circumstance. They're using physical violence against people, usually young people, because older people feel that they're able to use physical violence against young people. It's okay. And in order to, you know, teach them a lesson about social distancing or being out of the house at the wrong time or whatever it is that they're doing. And this is a state of America that is just weird. You gotta stop. And now, obviously, people aren't in that, most people aren't in that category, but you gotta, like, just take responsibility for your own health. You have responsibility for your own health. Other people don't have responsibility for your health. You need to keep your hands washed or sanitized. You need to wear your mask. You need to keep a certain distance from people. And you need to stop yelling at people for standing within 5 feet to your back.
Well, I'd say that's hard, though, because, one, misery loves company, and, two, we've, in our society, things have become so collectivized, I'd say mainly through the effect of, you know, government schooling beginning at age 5, now they want it to begin as soon as you're weaned off of whatever Walmart formula
they
have.
Well, it doesn't take really long for people to realize how to handle somebody who's like, stand 6 feet away, right? And because, you know, it happens to you one time, and you're like, whoa, that was kind of shocking, and obviously they've got some social legitimacy and whatever. The next time you're like, F off and die. And then they just shut up.
I mean, I'd like to think for some people, yeah, but so many people have been taught through the schools that, you know, you can't, confrontation is bad, don't get out of line. And also through the herd immunity thing, too, with, like, the vaccines, people think that we're all in this together. We all have to, you know, versus, like, not the social contract theory, but they teach in social studies, right? They don't have history class anymore. They have social studies that we're all part of this, you know, this system, and it only works if all of us, you know, work together in it, and, you know, we have these civic virtues and civic duties, and some people take it way too far. They think their civic duty is to, you know, boss other people around,
and those people generally, if told to sit down and shut up, will.
Okay, I mean, I hope. Maybe it's because I'm used to being around, like, you know, a bunch of college kids, and, you know, I've been in academia my whole life, so my whole life there's always been some, you know, angry...
Somebody's always in charge.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, and so that's why it's gonna... It felt as soon as I, you know, I don't have to take online classes, as soon as I don't have to be on campus, and I'm like, well, I'm my own person, I don't have to take your crap, and, you know, the only people I have to worry about are the cops.
It's a funny feeling when you get out of school and there's no longer that authority figure that you were used to for so long.
Oh, it is good. It's wonderful. So here you go. You have the mayor. Small thinking here in Keene. The governor. Governor Whitwer didn't actually reply. It was reply. It was through their office, right? They, you know, I mean, because I don't think she's probably scared out of her mind or so angry she can't even speak, right? These bureaucrats and control freaks hate it when people protest and don't do what they want. Quote, everyone has the right to protest and speak up. We recognize that some people are angry and frustrated.
Thank
and
you for your thoughts, citizen.
Yeah, and that's okay. Yeah, see, it's all right. He says it's okay.
Thank you.
The governor will always defend everyone's rights to free speech. We just ask those who choose to protest these orders do so in a manner that doesn't put their health or the health of our first responders at risk.
Well, so now it's the first responders, right? Like, now we've jammed up the roads, and the fire trucks can't get to where they need to go, and now your protest is bad again.
Well, it's not even the fire trucks. The scoops can't get there to take up all the pedestrians. I don't know. What do you think? Are we, are we putting your grandpa at risk, grandma at risk? I keep repeating that because that's what people keep saying. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet, a Dinovite with every meal.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, I'm your host, Vincent.
And I'm Mark.
And I just want to, for once we actually have some more, or maybe not for one, at least for me, there's more non-COVID-19 news than there is actual COVID. So I just want to just briefly go through the rest of the COVID-19 news here before we finally move on to something else. Raleigh, it's in North Carolina.
Raleigh,
all right.
Okay.
Raleigh police release. English is my first language. Okay. Raleigh police release a statement after department tweets, quote, "Protesting is a non-essential activity."
These people took an oath to the Constitution. The Constitution says Congress shall make no law infringing the right of the people to peaceably assemble. And these people say that peacefully assembling is not an essential right.
Well, they made a statement after that, so I don't know, maybe they misspoke. Maybe they accidentally hit the N key twice and the O and the dash, and they said protesting is an essential tweet. But let's see here. This is from CBS 17. The Raleigh Police Department has released a statement in regards to a tweet published by the force's official Twitter account that said, quote, "Protesting is a non-essential activity." The tweet was published.
I love it's the force's official Twitter account, as if the Twitter account itself released a tweet. We don't know who posted this, saying that y'all don't have the rights that we swore an oath to, but here's our retraction.
The tweet was published in the final minutes of a protest near the General Assembly Monday afternoon. So those cowards couldn't even make the tweet before the protest. Demonstrators have been there on the scene for hours, demanding that North Carolina businesses reopen amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor has signed a series of executive orders in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, so skipping due process, just going through executive orders. The police department responded, began to warn demonstrators that they were in violation of Executive Order 121, which in part bans gatherings of more than 10 people.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, order is what we call here in America unconstitutional horse pucky.
They arrested one woman. She was charged with violating an executive order. So they only arrested one person. The response at the very end of the article. In these unprecedented times and unusual circumstances, both the governor and the county have declared a state of emergency. Under these current temporary declarations, protesting is not listed as an essential function, the statement reads. Raleigh police said Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman, oh, I wonder if he's related to anyone we know,
no.
would be the one to decide, Ian's evil cousin,
no.
would be the one to decide, great proofreading there, charging language for failure to adhere to
Changing?
The governor, charging. Charging language
okay.
for failure to adhere to the governor's orders and the Wake County proclamation when charging is appropriate and what charges individuals may face for violating either one of these orders. The statement said Raleigh officers are bound to carry out the regulations handed down by the executive orders
they
and the
are
county's
not.
Proclamation.
Right. So these officers take oaths to the United States Constitution, to the Constitution of North Carolina, and to people like the governor and that sort of thing. So they don't have to pick one of these things over the other. However, if their brass, if their leadership decides that this is the thing we're going to do, their jobs are on the line. But remember, these are not automatons. This is not RoboCop. These are not Myrmidons. They have their own volition, so they're responsible for their actions every time. And language that says that they're not is just bull. It's just bull.
It's even worse than bull. I mean, it's malicious bull. And so they finish it here by saying, quote, "But more important is the health and wellness of all who live in our community, including the officers who must engage in circumstances such as these. We simply want
everyone..." Don't bother the protesters.
We simply want everyone to be safe during this very serious public health crisis, the statement read. Well, yeah, I mean, it's certainly keeping people safe by arresting them and then throwing them into a crowded, you know, dirty jail cell.
I hear jail cells aren't as crowded and dirty as they normally are right now.
Oh, that's a good point. But it's certainly not making anyone safer. And, I mean, it's like, what was it? The U.S. is land of the free, home of the brave, not home of the safe, land of the slaves. So here we're going to Kirby from Indiana, who's listening via YouTube. Welcome. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I was Kirby. Just thinking. I remember a few months ago, everybody was talking about doing the boogaloo.
Right.
A few months before that, everybody was mad about Barbecue Becky. Now, here we are, April of 2020. Half the country is at home hiding, looking out the window. So they can see if the other half, like me, who are still going to work every day, are sitting on the porch talking to a friend so they can call and tell on us. This is nuts. This fear porn has got them going. It's like crack for them. A lot of them are using this to push a partisan political agenda because they are still butthurt because Missy Clinton got beat and they don't want Trump. That's what most of them are using this for, that and the fact they all want a universal basic income.
Now, I don't doubt for a second what you say is so, but doesn't it seem like Trump took this whole COVID-19 thing, just sitting as an outsider, I don't care which one of these old perverts wins, but doesn't it seem like he took this COVID-19 thing and kind of turned it around? I'm not saying he convinced any Democrats. It doesn't matter that he has to convince Democrats. He only has to convince that 5% in the middle that goes one way or the other.
He's not a politician. He's a puppet. And he's going to put the spin on it that his political masters have given to him. Excuse me. That's what a lot of people have gotten twisted. They are still stuck on this left-right political paradigm and left-wing, right-wing, same foul bird in between.
Yeah, right about that, Kirby. Absolutely. So thank you for going out every day and working in the community.
Oh, not a problem. I like money.
Well, that's good. Who does anything else you'd like to add, Kirby?
Just that I wish America would get off the fear porn. If you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick. Regardless, I've been out here for 2 months. I haven't gotten sick. The plant I work in, nobody's been laid off. Nobody's gotten sick. I don't see what this is, what's going on. I think we're being played.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. Thank you very much for the call. And, I mean, and this is where the issue comes, where people say, I mean, people are so polarized in thinking, right? If I say, oh, you know, we're being played, we're using this as a power grab, and they say, oh, what, you don't think anyone's dying? Are you a conspiracy theorist? And it's like, as I said, I believe that it very well could be that COVID-19 is a very, very virulent, strain of coronavirus. Maybe it was made in a lab, maybe it wasn't. But, one, we're overhyping it. And two, even if it was as bad as they said it was, I mean, what we're doing now, tanking the economy, forcing people to stay in, having a medical martial law, that is not the answer. The cure is even worse than the disease.
Don't forget the suicides that are happening.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I forgot about that. So, 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump striking an optimistic tone at the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing.
We'll also be speaking to America's governors tomorrow, and then we'll be announcing exactly what's happening. You already know we'll be opening up states, some states much sooner than others, and we think some of the states can actually open up before the deadline of May 1st.
But Dr. Deborah Birx on that White House task force also reminds everyone,
this is a highly contagious virus. Social gatherings, coming together, is there always a chance that an asymptomatic person can spread the virus unknowingly? No one is intending to spread the virus. We know if you are sick, you will stay home. But to all of you that are out there that would like to join together and just have that dinner party for 20, don't do it yet.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453, as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm your host, Vincent. In studio, we are joined by...
me, Mark.
And I want to... since I brought up NASA, it reminded me of this other story. And essentially, the story is just the headline. This is from the Daily Caller. The title is, Pelosi says Trump's decision to cut off funding from the World Health Organization is... is it good? Bad?
Bad, clearly. Pelosi says is Trump... bad.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Orange Man bad, despite her having a similar spray tan. But anyways, just funding for... that. So she's saying that Trump cutting off funding for the World Health Organization is illegal and vows it will be swiftly challenged. So saying that, you know, Trump's spending all this money on a foreign agency, a foreign entity that in no way benefits the United States. I mean, people are like, oh, you know, it's the international community. No, what is it? Tell me, show me one thing the World Health Organization is doing for the U.S. in exchange for that money. So him spending that money, right, that stolen taxpayer money or just printed out of thin air fiat currency, that's illegal. But the IRS cracking down on political organizations or, you know, a civil asset forfeiture, that's not, she's not going to come out and say that's illegal. This is so sick. I mean, this is why people are fed up with these politicians. Excuse me.
She certainly, certainly is going to take that position. I'd like to remind people, when you think about the World Health Organization, which likely has done some fine things, it's not when I list out my least favorite government programs, it is rarely groups of doctors attempting to, in one manner or another, stop some disease. But let's point out, say, the Rotary Club and their participation in the polio vaccinations around the world. This club has, until recently, been very successful in eradicating polio. Now, Bill Gates steps in, and through, I think it's the World Health Organization and the World Bank, manages to get funds for countries that are around the world to do polio vaccinations. Now, places in Africa that had no instances of polio, like by no instances, I mean zero instances of polio, none are having outbreaks from the live virus, live virus vaccine. Now, I'm not saying that the vaccine that you get for polio in the United States is the live virus vaccine. It is most assuredly not. But the live virus vaccine is less costly than the, I guess, dead virus vaccine, the other vaccine. And so, surprise, surprise, you give these countries some kind of opportunity to get millions and millions of dollars. Of course, they're going to take the cheapest road to do it because the Gates Organization, as I understand it, didn't send them the more expensive dead virus vaccine. Now, I don't know everything about the scenario, but I can tell you that a virus, is polio a virus? A disease that was eradicated on the African continent has returned, and it's returned because of the vaccine. And you may be a pro-vaxxer, and if that's the case, you may call in and confront my ideas, as pro-vaxxers love to do on the internet. Now, I wouldn't call myself an anti-vaxxer, but I try to take a very rational view on what I consider to be a medical procedure.
Well, I think putting things in the perspective of being pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine,
right,
that's like sabotaging the argument. Because
I am pro-vaccine in so much as I want you to get your children vaccinated because I want you and your family to take the risk for me and mine. Is that a cruel and tyrannical way of stating things? Yes, I wonder if that's how those in power think of it.
Well, I mean, at least you're being honest about it. The way I look at it is, I view it as like being pro-medical freedom, anti-medical freedom, where I think like a lot of people think that vaccines should be mandatory because they believe in this whole herd immunity thing.
Sure. I believe in herd immunity, too.
I think, and I mean, because I have a reputation as being a conspiracy theorist, I believe that the science behind vaccines work. I just think that a lot of preservatives that they put in, apparently there's, I think I might have learned this from Rand Paul, where you could actually ask for a type of vaccine that doesn't have the preservatives in it, where it's like you have like the metals, you have the aluminium, you have the dead fetal cells, you have the animal cells. Like I think it's some Muslims consider getting vaccinated haram because they use certain animal cells in it. I think that as long as it's voluntary, then, yeah, I mean, if the whole community wants to get vaccinated or if the whole community doesn't want to get vaccinated, it's really not any of our business. But this is where the whole collectivization of our society comes in. It takes a village to raise a child. And when the government, let's put the government aside, when it's another parent, right, another someone else, some Karen, as they're called now, says, you know, no offense to people named Karen, says, oh, well, you know, you have to get your child vaccinated because I feel that your child is a threat to mine and I'm willing to use violence against you to do it. That's when there's a problem. And for whatever reason, right, if I said, I think everyone should wear a watch so no one is late anymore, people are going to say, well, that's absolutely ridiculous. But I mean, and that's how I view it, is everyone getting vaccinated, just imposing your will onto everyone, entire community, and that's called tyranny, and we're seeing that medical tyranny now. And I mean, I don't think, because, and this is where we have the rhetoric from Bill Gates and from Dr. Fauci saying, like, oh, we're not going to be able to turn the country back on until there's a vaccine. Well,
that's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, I think it's possible that they try and force it on people, and I think, unfortunately,
they don't have
a large
momentum for that.
The momentum, well, maybe not yet, but I have to say, like, a lot of people are scared.
I think a lot of people are scared, but they're, you know, at this point, the tiger's been in the cage too long. You're seeing people come out and protesting at state capitals. I mean, when was the last time Republicans got out and protested?
Probably the Tea Party back in...
I think the Tea Parties were co-opted by the Republicans and had been started basically by libertarians. I mean, it was Ron Paul that the Tea Party, who was a Republican, that the Tea Party sort of started with, and then it's like, yeah, freedom, low taxes, and get rid of those gosh darn Mexicans! Right? Like, then suddenly the message changed, and...
Oh, that's more of closer to, at least from what I remember, about it's closer to, you know, that's with the Trump movement, where what happened, my understanding of the Tea Party getting co-opted is where it's co-opted by people like Paul Ryan, co-opted by people like Ted Cruz, who, you know, the rhetoric is fine, where Paul Ryan says, oh, yeah, you know, I love Ayn Rand, and Ted Cruz says, oh, I want to abolish the IRS and have you do your taxes on the back of a postcard, but then when the rubber hits the road, they always vote for Goldman Sachs, they vote for bailouts, or just it's total cuckservative as a term. So I mentioned NASA earlier. I just want to finish this article about Pelosi's saying it's illegal for Trump to cut off funding from the World Health Organization. And I thought of the WHO. No, not the WHO. The WHO is way better than the World Health Organization. And I'm not even that much of a fan of the band. But it's both, you know, NASA, right, gets billions of dollars. People say, oh, it's essential, even though no one could point to what NASA has done, at least in the past 10, let's say the past 20 years, that benefits the American taxpayer. It's just like a black hole for money. And I think the World Health Organization, same thing. Because just look at the kind of people that they elect to be its head. The head of the World Health Organization is, he was like some health minister from Ethiopia who covered up, I think it was a cholera outbreak, or I forget exactly what, he covered up outbreaks. And there's even allegations that he denied medical service, or, you know, some sort of like medical aid to certain ethnic groups, right, as part of some ethnic conflict. Tedros Adhanom, and even if those allegations aren't true, because obviously there's all sorts of internal squabbling and infighting.
Yeah, difficult to know when somebody makes this accusation,
exactly,
how true these accusations are.
Exactly, but I mean, I just want to say, like with Joe Biden, the sex abuse allegation, the allegations are out there, and this guy, no matter what if you believe the allegations or not, Tedros Adhanom has been covering up for China, and he's been praising China's tyrannical response. And that's what the U.S. is doing, actually, now when one thinks about it. We're implementing the Chinese model of quarantining, except it's not as...
And I think that's really an important thing to point out, is what would the reaction to the COVID-19 outbreak have been had it started in some place of the world that wasn't, I don't know, the most dangerous authoritarian government on the face of the planet today?
Yeah, that's a good point. Will we be following the Sweden model, right? And I mean, people say, oh, it's ridiculous. We're not welding people inside their buildings. But is it any different with the cops, you know, stopping church services and arresting pastors? What do you think? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a
sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE, F as in freedom, that's 855-450-3733 in studio. I'm your host, Vincent.
And I'm Mark.
And I want to talk to you about Divi, the next generation wallet coming. So the next generation wallet is coming from Divi in just a few taps. Excuse me, English isn't my first language, folks. You'll be able.
Is it French?
Wait, yes.
Okay.
In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be available in 200 countries, including the United States. You could learn more at diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I project.org. So, now, enough messing around. We got to get to the serious news here. And that serious news is Donald Trump names WWE's Vince McMahon as advisor to restart the U.S. economy. This isn't from The Onion or Babylon Bee. This is from metro.co.uk. Actually, you know, when Trump appointed Vince McMahon's wife to be something, and she's also a businesswoman involved in business, he appointed her at like the beginning of his presidency, and I thought, oh, wouldn't it be funny if he appointed Mr. McMahon?
He's done a few wrestle matches.
Oh yeah, he was on, he owned the WWE. Did you ever see that episode of Raw?
No.
I think it was
I haven't seen that episode of Raw, any of them.
I haven't seen too many either. I only saw the one with Pee Wee Herman when he was hosting and when Donald Trump was hosting the Battle of the Billionaires. That was quality entertainment. Whether you hate Donald Trump or love him, seeing, you know, two senior citizen billionaires tackle each other and fight, you know, in a ring surrounded by sweaty wrestlers. And one of her heads got shaved. I don't want to spoil it. Donald Trump is named Vince McMahon in an advisory group to help reopen the United States economy. The U.S. president announced this week he's putting together a group including the commissioners of the nation's top four sports leagues and other executives. Okay, yeah, of course. The United States, we got to have our football. We got to have our bread. We have our bread, right? People could still go out to groceries and get stuff. But we got to have our circuses. We got to have sports ball. America's I got a premier religion. I bet more people are sports fans than they worship any sort of religion here in this country, it's probably good for the economy, I guess, that he's, you know, at least focusing on, at least he's opening up the economy, I gotta say. But, like, sports, really? As well as the great...
If sports was your profession, you'd probably care about it.
Well, I understand. Why not opening colleges for... Well, okay, as a Donald Trump... Okay, since it's Donald Trump, I understand why he's not opening colleges, but I get your point.
Because you can go to Trump University. One thing that I thought of is kind of interesting. I have a small interest in a jiu-jitsu studio here in Keene, New Hampshire, and... The whole place is shut down and has been the whole time because jiu-jitsu is a sweaty, full-contact activity. So how many – there's basically a jiu-jitsu studio in every city in America and in many cases several of them. So you're talking about a business that may not come back for – well, could conceivably, depending on how people react, not come back for, well, many months. How's that?
If that, hopefully sooner, but probably, I imagine these martial arts, there's way more contact than football. You know, in football, you have like the face helmets and the, so I don't know, I'm not too big into, the only Super Bowl I've ever watched was the one the Eagles won. But so
I saw it
I was born near in the Philly area, so that's in my half my family's from Philly, so that was a very important Super Bowl. As well as the great WWE chairman Vince McMahon, Trump also named the likes of NBA's Adam Silver, NFL chief Roger Goodell, MLB's Rob Manfred, NHL boss Gary Bettman. All right, at least he's throwing the hockey people a bone. Furthermore, he noted that the UFC president Dana White is part of the team, alongside Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban and New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. And it's interesting that he chose Mark Cuban because I believe, at least in the past, Mark Cuban has been very critical of Donald Trump. Speaking during, I find it funny, it was via WWE, right, where I would use, I'd say the WWE is the perfect analogy for politics, right? And Jesse Ventura said it himself, right? These two, you have the two sides, right? You have a face and the heel, and then yep. They would switch sides. You know, when the cameras are rolling, they hate each other, we're going to destroy, I'm going to rip you apart.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the cameras are off, we're going having dinner, we're going to their lodges.
I don't know if, I think it used to be that way. I don't know if they're hanging out with each other much anymore. It seems like they do hate each other now more than they did. Not that that achieves anything, mind you. Unless you're like me and you want Washington to do very little, in which case things have been going well, frankly, since the end of the Bush administration, or I guess that since that first few weeks of the Obama administration when the Republicans took back control, I think, of the Senate at that time, or lost, not control, but they took away the filibuster-proof majority that the Democrats had at that point, and then you had, well... Basically, it's been jammed up. Not much has happened since then.
Well, I will say that one of the main differences is the Democrats tried to get some Excuse me, some of the Republicans arrested for the Russiagate witch hoax, which was a hoax, at least the research I've done into it. But it's a good point where, like, for Republicans, right, when there's a Democrat in office and when they had a majority in the legislature, they're talking, you know, they have all these different drafts of Obamacare. They had, like, Republicans had years to get rid of Obamacare, and then as soon as they control the courts, the legislature, and the executive branch, they don't give you. They can't get rid of
them. Right. They can't get rid of Obamacare. Which means likely they don't want to. They can't put Hillary in jail for Benghazi, which means that must not have been anything there.
Well, I think they don't want to rather than they
whatever. I don't know whether any. I don't know, but at this point, they've got the opportunity to go ahead and do this thing. Remember. Lock her up.
And
right?
then
this is a chant at Donald Trump's
rallies. And then when he and I, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when he was at the debate, he even said she said, "Oh, I am so glad that Donald Trump isn't going to be president." And he said, "Because you'd be in jail." And I jumped out of my seat and was cheering. And then the day he won, right, or the evening he won, he said, "Oh, I'd like to thank Hillary Clinton. She was a great candidate." People would at his rallies, they would chant against Soros. They chant against George Soros, you know, lock him up. And then Trump says, oh, leave Soros alone. He's a decent guy. So, yeah, I agree. There seems to be an unwillingness, really, to do anything. Although, yeah, there is a lot of nuance and such.
I don't know if I can call any of that stuff nuance. It sounds like showmanship to me.
That's the point. Well, I mean, I'm talking about, in theory, it would be one of the excuses for why Trump isn't getting, like, why the Justice Department is going after people like Roger Stone, General Flynn, Paul Manafort, and not people like associated with Ed Buck, people, was it like Robert Mueller with a tarmac investigation, Hillary Clinton with the emails, is because there's a lot of holdovers in the Department of Justice from the Obama administration, and now it's actually changing.
Trump could appoint a special prosecutor if that's what he wants to do.
With AG Barr, he does have a prosecutor, actually. I think for guy's name is John Durham. Actually, I have that. That's still a developing story. But, I mean, if Trump, let's say Trump just came out and said, look, you know, this whole system is rigged. Both Republicans and Democrats are just as bad. The government is, you know, this is a fake war on drugs. If Trump went full Ron Paul and said, you know, deploy the Marines into Washington, D.C., which legally he could do, and arrested all the legitimate criminals for, you know, sex trafficking, you know, all these politics for sex trafficking and everything, pizza or whatever, the whole country would go out of its mind. So one of the arguments is that Trump can't do anything until he has the deep state traitors dead to rights. So which seems like stalling, but that's one of the
arguments. How long is it going to take? He's had a full term at this point.
Well, there's also the argument of that presidents could do more. Like, was Obama said it to Vladimir Putin. He said as soon as he's reelected, he'll have way more leeway. So, I mean, what a lot of bitter claimers.
Did Obama do what he said he was going to do for Putin after he got elected?
Let's see, they had, I didn't really look into that, so that's a good question. I know that with Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, they had that stupid reset button, right, where they just press a button and they reset relations with Russia. And my father, who's, you know, like a Reagan, you know, a Reagan Fox News, you know, Republican, was all up in arms, like, oh, the Russians are our enemy, you know, Putin's a secret, KGB, you know. And then, so, you know, the Democrats, when Obama was president, they loved Russia, right? Russia's our friend. We're resetting it. But then as soon as Trump is in, now Russia's the enemy. It's totally Orwellian with, you know, oh, we were never at war with East Asia. And then suddenly, oh, hey, you know, what do you know? We've always been at war with East Asia. Oh, you know, the Cold War was never over. What are you doing? So, not that I mean, and I've spent plenty of time defending Trump. But I just got to say, I mean, like, it's easy for me to say, yeah, you know, deploy the Marines. Arrest all these pedophiles and criminals. But unfortunately, it's not as easy. Or maybe it is, and Trump is part of the problem. All right, Roy, what do you think? 855-453. That's 855-450. 3733. I know, Q, if you're listening, why don't you call in and give us a drop? This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.